I am Mary. I want to be beauty, but I am not. I want to be free, but I am not. I want to be equal, but I am not. I want to be favorite, but I am not. I want to be loved, and yet I am not. My mother. I never knew my mother. She did not nurse me from her breast. She could not soothe my aches and tears. I learnt to walk without her aid. I never knew my mother. She did not hold me in the dark. She could not sing away my fears. I learnt to speak without her voice. I never knew my mother. She helped establish women's rights. I wear her legacy like a pledge. I learnt to think and fight, reading her words. I never knew my mother, for she died when I was 11 days old. Longing to be Daddy's little girl. My father, William Godwin, is a political philosopher highly respected by his peers. He is progressive, teaching his daughters as if they are sons. When I stand in his presence, I feel as though I must leap upon a chair just to meet his shoulders. My father, William Godwin, is a tower of light. My stepmother. She was spawned from creature, not man, and sends shivers up one's arms. Under her hair must be horns. She is Medusa, trying to turn me to stone in the eyes of my father. At times I swear she was born to torture me, and for no other purpose. She needles me with her incessant blather. She prods me to misbehave when she stupidly misuses language and forgets facts. She picks on me for my impatience with others, as she herself is small-minded. She criticizes me for not being as pretty as her daughter Jane, despises me for not being Jane. She reflects no history, nothing of which to be proud. All she bears is the marital hand of my father, which baffles me more than snow in July. She shuffles me away to Dundee, Scotland, when I am 14, and for that I am grateful. Our Unusual Household, 1814. Fanny is the eldest, my half-sister, daughter of my mother and Gilbert Imlay, an American enterpriser. She never seeks trouble, and is quiet and reserved. Her stated last name is the same as my father's, Godwin. Charles Claremont, the next eldest, is the son of my awful stepmother Mary Jane Claremont and Charles de Gaulis, who died when Charles was one. Charles is fair-haired and fortunate to be a boy. I am the third eldest and best bred. Learning comes easily to me, as does frustration. Clara Jane Claremont, Jane, is nearly my age, the daughter of my stepmother and some unnamed suitor my stepmother calls Charles Claremont, yet not the same man as was Charles's father. We sometimes get on, and at other times I wish to pull Jane by the roots of her hair. And then there is William, the youngest, the offspring of my stepmother and my father, doted on by my stepmother until it pains the eyes. None of us has the same parents. My return from Dundee, Scotland, spring 1814. At first I was afraid to leave my home, to leave my father's care, knowing that my banishment to the Baxters meant to punish me. My arm of pustules and pain represented all the ways I could not be well and good in my own house. But I found a family in Scotland, a family like I had read about in books, where the mother and father care for one another and all the children are their own. I found girlfriends in Scotland, the two daughters of the Baxters, Isabella and Christina. We became as inseparable as words and letters. My arm healed and my temper soothed. My imagination awoke like a sleeping giant in that stark landscape, and I began to write stories. I returned to my house of chaos, calmer and more assured. There is so much of the greater world I know now will be a part of me, and I am not afraid.